Bear with me. It's about forgiveness. Okay? You ready?
Even though
I can't forgive.
Not going to do it.
Refuse to do it. Might say I want it. No, I don't. I am not forgiving.
I refuse.
And now I want to look at the possibility that I'm in a different place.
When I was a child,
knowing how wrong they were
was the only thing I had
that they couldn't take away from me.
When I was a child,
knowing they were wrong
was the only thing I had
that they couldn't take,
that I wouldn't share,
that I couldn't let go of.
If I would have let go of that,
I would have been just like them.
I can't let go
of them being wrong,
of how wrong they were,
how wrong it is,
how awful it was.
And now,
I might want to consider
when I forgive,
when I work myself through the process
of forgiving,
it's not about them.
They're not even going to know.
It's not for them.
Forgiving
means
it was awful.
It was terrible.
When I say I forgive them,
when I demand forgiveness
to flood my body
and soothe my heart,
I am announcing
in every cell of my body
how wrong they were.
If they weren't wrong,
if it wasn't awful,
there'd be nothing to forgive.
This confusion on forgiveness.
I've been confused about forgiveness.
No, I haven't.
I couldn't forgive them
when I was small,
when I was younger,
when I was separating.
I could not forgive them
in my 20s and 30s,
when I was creating
my own identity,
finding my own way,
when I never saw what it looked like.
I couldn't forgive them.
I had to hold
how awful it was.
It was all I had
to keep me separate.
Separate enough
to choose differently.
To choose healing.
And today,
it's not the same story.
I have all kinds of choice.
I have ID on the phone.
I don't have to answer.
I have an answering machine.
I never have to talk.
I never have to yes
when I don't want to.
Today I have tapping.
I can talk and tap.
I can look at a picture and tap.
I can move.
I can change my mind.
I can say no.
And then tap a lot.
Today,
it's different.
I have choices.
I am not dependent
on them
for my identity,
my survival,
my guidance.
I could not forgive before.
I couldn't even
explore it
mentally,
energetically,
or emotionally
because it wasn't safe.
It wasn't safe at all.
Today it's different.
They don't have anything
I need.
And I never realized
it's different.
They simply do not have
anything I need.
I can forgive them.
They're not even going to know.
Forgiveness
is not condoning,
not agreeing.
It's the exact opposite.
If they weren't awful,
terrible,
mean,
bad,
there'd be nothing to forgive.
I want forgiveness
for me.
I want forgiveness
to flood my body
like a warm,
healing
sunlight.
I want healing
in the form of forgiveness
to fill my body
and erase.
And dissipate
all old stuck memory
that's slowing me down.
I didn't like it the first time.
I don't want to look at it again.
Any old stuff
I'm storing in my body
that can be dissolved,
released,
cleared
through the vibration of forgiveness,
whatever the heck that is.
I'm seeking it today.
It has nothing to do with them,
except how awful they were.
It's only for me.
I'm seeking
what I never could have
all those years.
I'm seeking to give peace,
validation,
love and support
to myself.
They were wrong.
I was right.
Forgiveness doesn't change that.
It just acknowledges it,
validates it,
and gives me back the power,
the energy
I'm using
to store this old junk.
They were wrong.
I was right.
Forgiveness will never change that.
It'll only free up the energy
I've been expending
to hold this pain
in this physical body.
And I didn't hold it on purpose.
I didn't know I could let it go.
I want to believe.
I want to create.
I want to allow
that today
is the exact right time.
The most appropriate time
to release
the old pain
that has nothing to teach me.
No way to serve me.
No way to serve others.
And if I can get that
in a group tap on a Thursday,
I like the idea
of spreading it out even further
to all the people
who don't know
it's possible yet.
I want to be part
of the catalyst
where it's faster,
easier,
gentler,
and a little bit fun.
Okay, big deep breath.
Okay, well, that was interesting, wasn't it?